about the voices, our voices, and how we can use them for greater good in the world and be aware of maybe the energy of a person through their voice.
I think the voice is actually a conductor, a neutral thing, like the wires through which electricity passes.
Okay.
And it's the dynamo that's creating the energy that really is the thing, and that's the soul part of us, S-O-U-L part of us. That's the energy part of us. And when we get to the point in this life, or any other life, as a matter of fact, since they're all one anyway, when we get to a certain point along the way, the voice conveys that. Mm-hmm. The voice, it is the transmission instrument, which in a physical world conveys the deep feelings. People can read in voices integrity, honesty. They know when you're pulling one on them. They know where, when you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. People aren't that dumb as some of our politicians might think. People are smart. Little children can tell. It's not only the voice, but it's a kind of an aura around a person. It's like we are broadcasting stations, and we do it through our voices. We do it through our eyes. Our eyes can light up. We do it through the way we carry ourselves. And so the voice is one aspect, but I think it's one of the very, very important aspects, because right now, the only way you and I are communicating is actually through our voices. But attached to the voice, it must be like a carrier wave. It's carrying feelings, it's carrying thoughts, it's carrying all kinds of things. It's a whole bundle of who John is that's being conveyed to you through this medium of the voice. Voices can be healing also, just by using voices, just using a voice in a certain way. We can bring healing to people. And it doesn't only have to be physical healing. I have always said there are basically three problems on earth: problems of health, money, and relationship. Any problem you take that you probably have, you'll find that it falls generally into one or a combination of these three. What is poverty but an illness of the bank account or an illness of the pocketbook? What is a poor relationship but an illness in people relating to each other? And so whether it be health, money, relationship, they're all joined together. And by speaking to somebody who is experiencing one or more of these three problems, we can create something which will calm the waters in their souls, calm the muddied waters or the rough waters, so that they can start healing themselves. We can't really heal anybody. We can just create an environment in which they heal themselves.
Right, and I think our voice is a powerful tool to use, and I'm glad that you explained that.